A new digital tool that can help people in abusive relationships. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Apple's latest operating system, iOS 16, includes a new feature called Safety Check. It's a resource aimed at giving people in abusive relationships better ability to control or regain control of their privacy and communications. Many criticized Apple after the rollout of its AirTag technology last year, warning it was being used to aid abusers in tracking and stalking their targets. Erica Olson is director of the Safety Net Project at the National Network to End Domestic Violence. She explained how Apple's Safety Check works.
It can allow somebody to completely do an emergency reset. And that would immediately disconnect all sharing. It would stop sharing location. It would reset privacy permissions. It protects access to messages. If the abuser had previous access to somebody's iCloud, to their device itself, and there was existing sharing happening with those accounts and devices, then they can use that feature to immediately disconnect and stop the person from having any of that access.
Your organization, among others, helped advise Apple when they were creating this Safety Check feature. Where do you feel like were your successes, and where do you feel like Apple could do more when it comes to this product and other safety features?
We had several conversations about both the design and the functionality of Safety Check. And we were pleased that a lot of our input around the language, the building in of resources and information and tips for survivors was included and built into the app so that survivors are able to go through this function with ease and also get some information along the way. There's a built-in safety exit feature. Those are the kind of things that we talked about in the design phase.
Can you walk me through how you imagine someone using the Safety Check feature if they are in danger?
There's often a conversation about when to do something like this, when to cut off access, because for some survivors, it might not be the safest thing to do that immediately, because abusers can react and may escalate their tactics of abuse if they've lost some form of control. And for some survivors, they're going to start at that place of using the option and the functionality within Safety Check to assess who has access and where they're sharing their information and kind of go through that on an individual basis. And other people may be in the stage where they are trying to escape and get away from somebody and immediately cut all ties.
It feels like every time there's a cool new technology, someone finds a way to ruin it. And that seems to have happened with AirTags. What was wrong there?
Yeah, that's a good summary. We do see a lot of situations where abusers are misusing a technology that was never designed for that purpose. It was designed to, you know, help people do something, communicate better, or in the case of AirTags, find their lost items and things. But of course, abusers can get really creative, unfortunately, and they will misuse virtually anything that they can manipulate and include as a tactic of the abuse to basically extend the monitoring and the stalking and the harassment that they are trying to perpetrate. And with AirTags, it's something that people have found they could misuse as a tool to track somebody's location without their knowledge. And of course, there are some safeguards, but people are still attempting to misuse them.
How, moving forward, as we move more into the space of Internet of Things, are you thinking about your strategy to help people who are in these intimate abusive relationships?
So the ways that information is gathered, collected, and then available online that we are not even interacting with, so the existence of data brokers, for example, that is a consistent concern the Internet of Things. That is an evolving space that we are looking at. So there's a lot of technology that includes the sharing of accounts and then also the sharing of information that we are focused on.
Erica Olson is director of the Safety Net Project at the National Network to End Domestic Violence. And now for some related links. If you or someone you know is experiencing an abusive relationship, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. And we have links to more resources on our website, marketplacetech.org. Erica's organization also has a list of other hotlines from groups like the National Sexual Assault Hotline, the National Teen Dating Violence Hotline, and the Strong Hearts Native Helpline, and we'll link to that list as well. The Safety Net Project Erica runs has a whole toolkit for victims and survivors of domestic violence. It includes a technology safety plan, which encourages victims to connect with resources like hotlines or information about safe houses using a device the abuser can't access, like a friend's cell phone or even a library's computer. And I mentioned at the top about the controversy over Apple's AirTags. The Verge had a piece on that back in March, which details how AirTags can be used by abusers and other criminals, plus what users and Apple can do to make interactions with AirTags safer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.